Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Yourself what the Real Talk for Real People show is. It's about codification.
is about establishing and maintaining a codified relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Because of lack of it, well, the evidence speaks for itself. In these communities and these captivities, which are not much so a captivity of the physical body, it's a captivity of the spiritual nature, that should be codified with the Most High. That's why we like to kill each other, mistreat each other, abuse each other, dominate each other, then kill some more, and write rap songs about it to get $1 million. That's a shame. And so in our studies, in our search, our thorough search, we like to give a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. And why do we do that? We want to get to the bottom, the core of the matter. We want to help solve our problems. We want to help reunite together. We want to help one another. And you can only do that when you're codifying. So we suggest don't hang around uncodified people. Because what I said mentioned in the above previously, killing, mistreatment, and domination, then killing some more, and writing rap songs about it, get $1 million. That's the way they want you. So uncodified and uncouth. And in our next series of studies, you will find that we hadn't changed far. Not far at all. From our first battle with the Romans, the first Roman battle, you'll find that we hadn't changed at all. Not very much. We're still uncodified. We don't know what Yah wants us to know because we don't study. What they just say? What is the thing they say? If you want to hide something from a nigger, and that's the way we act, put it in a book. We're not about to open it. We're not even about to turn on the computer to find out anything that is constructive upon it. We're toxic as we want to be and crazy to boot. But we somehow feel everything, that's what I do. That's what you ever heard. That's what I do. Well, if you, what you're doing is insane, it ain't working for you. It's working on you. You may be asking, Yom Suf, who is the we you're talking in reference to? Well, we have our gatekeeper, Sister Abby, up in New York City. She keeps us on the straight and narrow. When we get lost, and sometime in our studies, we do get lost. Praise Yah and thank her. And Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan, she's one of the watchmen. She stands on the tower with, you know, our women been on the tower in the spot with us many a time, won't be the first time. They have permanence when our minds were right. Right now, we're trying to get it back right. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless her. And she is a great addition to this studies, this research. Ben Cottrell from New York City. His brother is down with it. No, he ain't down with leaning to his own understanding. He's not down with leaning to Yom Suf's understanding. He's down with leaning to the Most High, codification, understanding, and social truth. Well, without further ado, let me bring on Sister Avia. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Good to be back and ready for another study session. And may the Most High bless us all and our family and friends. Shalom.
Thank you, Sister Abby. May the Most High bless you. And now we have Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, peace be with you. And whom all your family, your friends, they walk in safety, and especially you for having this platform that we can study and get a better understanding. And I thank you for that, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Yeah, we be bumping heads, but it's out of luck.
Well, Sister Hootie, you can't sharpen, I can't sharpen eyes unless there's a little friction. So we love each other, and we know that's just sharpening each other.
That's you know, right.
You got to have a little friction to sharpen that.
That's true.
All right, so Shuri, let us bring on Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. How y'all doing? May the Most High bless you all.
Shalom. Thank you, brother. Shalom. May the Most High bless you and your family.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Praise the Holy One of Yisrael.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. It's good to be back. Hear your voice.
It's good to be back, brother. Well, I tell you what, Katra, you know, I mentioned that we had to change, you know, and this new study, but brothers and sisters in the city of Jerusalem, and you would imagine, you know, like I mentioned, it's because we didn't take those things that they take every year and counting your numbers. But it was estimated, and this is a foundational piece, it was estimated by the Tacitus, the Roman historian, the population of Jerusalem is estimated by 600,000 persons by Roman history Tacitus, while Josephus estimated there were as many as 1,100,000 who were killed in that first war. So imagine those numbers when the Most High speaks in his first verse of chapter 5 of chapter. Let me go down a little bit. But I'm reading from the Blue. I'm reading from the Blue Book Version. So it's chapter 5, verse 1. Katriel, did you have something to say, bro?
I was trying to get you on track because you didn't mention the prophet, the book that you was in, said chapter 5.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction, Katriel.
Titus of Rome in 70 AD, he sacked the temple, and they still have what they sacked in the Roman Vatican today. The menorah and all the holy articles that were in the sanctuary.
What a shame, Patrick. What a shame. Only thing our brothers and sisters had to do was get it right. But they were trying to do things just like we're trying to do things in these United States of America or this Western Hemisphere. We're trying to do the very same thing our fathers and mothers did in Jerusalem, leading to our own understanding, doing whatever we want, however we want, whenever we want. And thank you. Thank you for some odd reason, Cartier and Sister Hootie and Abiyah. That's going to work for us. It hadn't worked for us. It's working on us. When are we going to get it? When are we going to get it right, the mandate? The mandate has already been placed in your hands. That's to cry out to the Most High. Turn away from your wickedness. Turn to the Most High. Cry out to him. And unify together. Take care of one another. We just can't seem to do. We want to do what Yah do. We can't even do what we're supposed to do. Anything else out there?
You're right, man. Mm-hmm. We want to do what Yah say don't do.
Right.
They're the opposite.
Just the opposite. We are a hot mess. I love us, as Katria often mentioned. But we are, and I'm adding this, Katria says we are a hot mess, crazy as we want to be. And I concur with him on that. But we just don't get it. And then we often wonder why the violence is executed. Why are we killing each other? Why are we shooting each other down? Why are we prostituting our women? Why are we selling drugs in our neighborhood? Why we can't get together and bond together and love on one another, support one another? But because our actions are quite contrary to what we said we were. And the Most High mentions it in this storyline, this historical information we're about to provide for you today. We won't
and really, Yasu?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Captain. Adapted Western culture.
Exactly.
We've embraced it. There's like 130 mass shootings since January.
Right.
400 million guns in America.
You know what, Cartrio? And then your oppressors provide the guns. And then now they tell you, you don't even need a permit. The category. This country is insane. This is a violent country. It was born.
It's so violent. You can make a gun with a computer right now.
Exactly.
Homemade. They call them ghost guns.
Mm-hmm. That's cold blooded. And then we love America. Love America. And then, you know, the funny thing I noticed about that country is you and Abiyah. You know, these so-called rappers, they call themselves by Italian gangsters, Yo Gotti. You know, all those rap, you know, Italians. Be just like, want to kill a nigga? and sell a million-dollar record. We sick as we want to be.
But it's funny because that's what America does. They promote their gangsters. Scotty, the Godfather, Al Capone, Babyface Nelson. They made them guys heroes.
Yeah. Donald J. Trump. They made him a president.
He's the big hero now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They do promote their gangsters in suits and any other way, too. Godriel, Sushi, who and Abby, y'all ready to get busy?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember I told you that. And the reason why I told you, give you an estimate of how many Hebrew Israelites were in the city of Jerusalem. And just this statement alone. Imagine 600,000 or a million on an ancient Jerusalem. And Mosai said, it's run ye to Israel through the streets of Jerusalem. See that. And know. And seek in the broad place thereof. If you can find a man, a single man, or woman, if there be any, that executed justice, according to what the Most High says, and seeketh the truth, according to the Most High, I will pardon the city. That's a crying shame, country. Could find one man or one woman, pardon the city.
That sounds like he's giving them more of a chance than he gave Sodom and Gomorrah. Because remember, Abraham had to negotiate. If there's 50 righteous, if there's 40 righteous, if there's 10 righteous, don't destroy it.
Right.
Yah said, if there's one, I won't destroy it. One? You can't find one.
So, Katria, it shows the love and the difference, as you alluded to. It shows you Yah's love for Jesus. It's so significant and special that he allots only one man or one woman, just find one individual.
And guess what?
Yes,
that shows you how powerful the Most High is, because he's watching everybody and everything. And he knows there's not one man there, not one man. You know everybody. Like he said, I know all the beasts of the field. I know all the stars of heaven. Most High knows all of us, every human being. He's watching and marking.
Exactly. And unfortunately, and that's why, remember I made the statement, students, that we hadn't changed far from our ancestors. I mean, in any city in this Western Hemisphere, it's not the truth of it. I mean, we're doing the best we can with what we have. But who knows where we may be off the script. We try to do the best we can with our studies and apply those studies. And we pray that we are on the right track, and I believe we are.
Because he's showing us our reflection.
Right.
Like you said, we're doing the same thing. You're looking in the mirror. Start with the man in the mirror. Some people looking in the mirror, they like what they see. Mm-hmm. And they please with themselves. We don't. Exactly. Looking in the mirror, we got to change.
Yeah. And don't never be satisfied from day to day with what you are.
And when I say change, I mean dye your hair blonde or bleach your skin.
Ooh.
You might write about that, Cartrell. Because Cartrell, in our country, blonde is a sign of sickness.
Yeah, blonde hair.
This is a sign of sickness. And our sisters and brothers, man, they walk around with blonde hair. Man, we are.
They walk around with rainbow hair. Green, blue, purple, red. Got the Woody Woodpecker going on.
You got right, Cartrell, on that one. All kind of colors.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's it, Cartrell?
The truth is funny. The truth sometimes real funny. That's why comedians make so much money.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the most serious
looking at people
things have been said in humor now. Because, you know, one of our founding fathers, well, the man of humor, Isaiah. So we can appreciate a good serious joke, a dry joke, yeah. All right. Gabriel, so Shu and Abia, in verse 2 he said, and they speak with false tongue. They put on the hits, just like we do today. And though they say the LM live in this city and in their lives, they swear false. They tell a bald-faced lie. They only give lip service to people, but but their actions are not indicative of their belief in me, because they will be following the code. Everybody will be codified.
Our word will be our bond. Word is bond.
You better believe it.
I'm sorry, Young Sue. You on chapter four?
No, ma'am.
The most important thing to the Most High is His word and our word. Mm-hmm. And when we don't live up to our word because He lives up to His word, that's when we fall apart.
Exactly. Exactly, Contrail. And verse 3, he said, O Elohim, are not thine eyes upon the truth? And certain it is. Thou hast stricken them. With the devil, our ancient fathers and mothers. They're stricken then, and we're still stricken. But they have not grieved. That's what I said. Turn away from your unrighteousness, your wickedness, your iniquities. Turn to the Most High and cry to Him about the faults of our founding fathers and mothers. And I continue. And that's why we find ourselves, universally, especially in this Western Hemisphere, stricken to the bone. Well, we
kill. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we think
Most I've been beating us since this time here in Jeremiah's time.
Exactly.
Most I've been beating our nation down since the time we're reading about right now.
Exactly. So giving you the answers. You always said open book test. But we can't even do that. What I said, something to hide it from a black man, a so-called black man, a nigger, put it in a book. He ain't going to read it. But he'll run to the white man. Which way did the white man go? He get my ass pissed off. They get my hospital care, my housing, my free government cheese, and so on and so forth. Well, they don't give that anymore. But I'm alluding to freebies. But nothing for
us. That part, Yancey?
Yes.
Is that we don't grieve. Like Ima said, our children are being shot in the street. We don't even cry anymore. It's just ordinary next day news.
It's just a course of nature, my brother. It's a ladder of energy. It's another dead nigga. That's how they think. And we all, Rachel is crying for her children. And we should have the same empathy for one another. We don't give a damn. We look for solutions from the enemy. What'd that tell you? Bro, what'd that tell you?
More misery.
And what's that, Cartrell?
More misery.
More misery.
The solution is shoot a brother in the head.
Exactly. And the Most High says, thou hast consumed them, and they don't even see it. But they refuse to receive correction. We hate it with a passion. They have made their faces harder than a rock, and they refuse to return. But he says, here's what happened to them, but here, because of here's the reaction because of an action. If they just turn it back to me, that'll solve all their problems. They don't have to go no more which way the white man go. They don't have to go to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, the Black Lives Matter Party organization, the LGBTQ organization, the feminist movement organization. They all going to the wrong spot to get the right answer. Say a course of action, Cartrell. Say a course of action, Sushui. And Aviyah is certainly a say a course of action. Stiff-necked and hard in the face. And boy, we look hard in the face, game. We look like we'll make a stone melt when we look at your heart. Ain't got nothing back behind it. Nothing. Just looking all hard at people. And he says, it's true, sister. And he says, therefore, I say, surely these are poor. They are foolish. For they know not the way, the codification, as I always say, of the Elohim, nor the judgment of their Yah. They're not codified. See, if you don't understand, this is about codification. Ain't about a warm, fuzzy feeling thing. I feel like I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I feel like everybody should know it. But what does your action indicate? Is it simply lip service? Or this codified actions involved here. All right. Cadre, anything about that, my brother?
I lost a little focus there. I'm trying to get my computer back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Like the stone face, splint face, we haven't changed. Chachi been truth and fountain of living water to our people. And they're, you know, they're stuck in their ways. They don't want to hear it. Eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, and a heart that refuses to return to the Creator. And that's been our problem since Jeremiah's times.
Mm-hmm.
But the solutions are there. We open up our eyes, we open up our ears, and we see what Yah is telling us. We do have a solution. So we can't say that Yah wasn't there to provide the solution.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
It's in the book. The codes are in the book. And verse 5 is, I will give me a great men, and I will speak unto them, as how much the Most High loves us. For they have known, for what? For they have known the way of the Elohim and the judgment of their Yah. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. They're covered with the Messiah.
Otherwise, they too have sinned. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Now, go ahead, Sister
Julie. Yeah, otherwise, when they, even the men that know them, they too have gone the wrong way. They have broke those bonds and yoke because they always thought that Most High's law.
Right.
So the yokes and the bonds that the Most High wants to put on us are for our benefit.
Uh-huh.
If we don't receive those yokes and bonds, he causes our enemies to put the yokes and the bonds on us that we don't like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we love
you. Break away from Yah's codes, but you're still subject to man's codes.
Right.
And we love them, too.
Uh-huh.
If we didn't, we'd be grieving, we'd be forsaking our iniquities, asking the Most High for forgiveness for our founding fathers and mothers and ourselves, and unifying together. As a matter of fact, y'all need to go to that site. Y'all will gather us. Check it out. It's about unification. That's what we're all about. Not just lip service, how much we love the Lord, all that. But your actions are not indicative of it. You're just talking loud and saying nothing, just like Jane Brown said. And rather doing nothing. And verse 6.
We still getting beat down. We still getting beat down.
Still getting beat down.
And the Most High hasn't stopped because we're not listening. Mm-hmm. And the beat down that he's talking about is referred to in Isaiah 53. They think it's one man, but no, it's the nation. We're still getting beat down, still getting consumed, still not listening, still broke away from Yah's yoke, which is the real freedom. And we choose false freedoms, fake freedoms.
Fake freedoms.
Because America is not a country where we're free.
This is America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Yeah.
Home of the slave?
Yeah. You know what, Kajela? Just because they don't have the physical captivity like they used to, they still have a mental captivity. The gates are open, but they stand behind the bars.
Yeah, it's like the elephant chained to a chain around his foot.
Right.
He don't know how to live in a while.
Yeah. And if you took the chain off his foot, he probably ain't gonna go too far from where he's at. Just like we had moved too far from where we at. Where what we call it psychological warfare. Mm-hmm.
And they went in that game. They went in that war.
Yeah, they won in that one. But they've been listening to what Michael Jackson said. They don't really care about us. And it's true. Verse 6. Wherefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. And we begin slaying this more than 2 years in county. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goeth out thence, and there's a lot of lepers. I'm not talking about the physical kind either. These lepers and lions and wolves. watching over all our ghettos.
Hey, I'm too.
Yes.
Imagine if the Most High unleashed the real lions, wolves, and leopards. You wouldn't have no wind.
That's what I'm saying. And we are torn to pieces, that's the Most High. It said, everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces because they tear us down. Because their transgressions are many, and their black sliding are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I led them to be fooled, they then committed adultery. He looks at us as his wife. They committed adultery with their idolatry and assembled themselves by truce and a harlot. They became troops of hoes and all their idolatry, all their religion, churches, all their organizations become whores, troops of whores, and everyone, troops in the,
and
whores in the, yeah. Excuse me, one second. Whores in the Democratic Party, whores in the Republican Party, whores in the Independent Party, whores in the Black Lives Matter movement, whores in the Gay Rights Organization, whores in the Feminist movement. Y'all just hoes everywhere. Troops of hoes. Many of them. That's why he says to a whole lot of you. Go ahead, Cartier.
And in all of that you said, he's trying to figure out a way to pardon us.
Yeah.
How shall I pardon you for this?
Yeah, because I like it. What's that?
He didn't say he's going to stick his son up on the cross.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's not the answer. Turn into the man that was stuck up on the cross. That's not the solution.
No.
How are we going to get pardoned? By following the code that he's given us. While he's describing what we're doing that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. But see, we want people to tell us what we want to hear, Cartier. Instead of telling us what we need to know. We want people to tell us it's okay. It's okay to go earn COVID. It's okay to follow these idols and these different gods. It's okay for Black Lives Matter, the organization. It's okay with the feminist movement. It's okay with the gay rights organization. It's okay, Democratic Party. It's okay. Ain't none of that stuff working for you. It ain't working for them too well. Now it's going to work for you. We can't tell you no lies. And we ain't about to be boxing with y'all. You can box with it. I ain't about to box with it. But I know the end result. Because I know the studies. I know the code. Cartrell does too. And Aviyah does too. It's so short. Best get codified. Mm-hmm. And he says, they were as fed horses in the morning. And verse 8, everyone night after his neighbor, they were poets. They looking at another man's wife. They just, instead of y'all doing the right thing, you being covered in this, looking at somebody else's wife or husband. Shall I not visit for these things? Said the Elohim, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up upon the walls and destroy. But make not a fool in. Take away her battlements, her defenses, for they are not the Elohim's. We just came. There's the y'all ain't mine. For the house of Israel, the other 10 tribes, and the house of Yehuda, the other 3 tribes, have dealt very treacherously against me, said the Elohim. And I saw you as a wife, a dependable wife, as in the book of Proverbs 31. They had belied the Elohim and said, "Is not he? Neither shall evil come upon us. We ain't did nothing wrong, and they don't even well look at you, man. Stop it. Neither shall we see swore, and they even said, let's go ahead. Now we ain't gonna see no war, but we ain't did nothing wrong. The prophet shall become wind." And the word is not in them. The codification is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Dr. L, such you here. Any commentary?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Any commentary?
Yes.
We still have the ability to prophesy, but if you're not prophesying the word of Yah, then what you're saying is when, like Reverend Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes and all the Reverend Pork Chops,
right,
to make things happen for people. But in the end, the words are going to become wind. And what they're doing to Yah's people is going to be done to them. So we're getting beat down, but we don't see the evil that's upon us. He said they have belied Yah and said, it's not he. Yah ain't beating us down. Shall evil come upon us? Yeah. Neither shall evil come upon us. That's what we got in our neighborhood. Neither shall we see sword, which is bullets now, nor famine. But we are seeing all of that. Just
right,
denying it. Any other people would recognize their elves. No other community is, we are afflicted. And this is like a specific punishment that Yah's put on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see, y'all.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, Katya and Sister Hootie,
mm-hmm,
you reap what you sow when you play with Yah. And we're going to find out in the next several verses. Yah is proclaiming a judgment, a righteous judgment on our unrighteousness activities. And we can't blame it on nobody but us because we refuse to follow code. And you refuse to follow code, this is the outcome. So, Shuri, did you have anything to say?
Not at this time. Go ahead and read further verses.
Okay.
But before you go ahead, the thing is, no nation is supposed to be ruling over our nation. So as a result of us not following the codes, Yah's bringing all the drama on our nation by way of other nations.
You better believe. So it says in verse 14, got your other sister Hudian, sister Abia. Wherefore, thus said Yah, Elohim of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. When you speak Yah, see, a lot of folk don't study with us because they can't handle the fact.
Mm-hmm.
What am I making reference? I ain't talking about our little chit-chat and whatnot. But
mm-hmm,
us present, because we're spokespersons or women for Yah. And so when we bring the fact, they don't want to be on a real, hell no, I ain't going to real talk, real people talk. They bring the fact, baby. See, when you spokesperson for Yah, they don't want to study with you. They want to do what they want, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. They want to live their uncodified life and look for solutions. It ain't going to happen unless you under the code and everything life is codified. You're only lying to yourself and each other. And he says,
and ain't that how we talk?
Yeah. Bring
your words
back.
Are going to be fire in your mouth. That's
exactly
how we talk today. Yo,
he
that was fire.
The fact. Mm-hmm. We bring the fact. On a real talk, real people should talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, and the people, and this people would, and it shall devour them. The word of Yah devours people in their untruthfulness. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far. Happen on seven different occasions, truth be told. Assyria, Medes, right on mine. Rome, and that is new people from afar. Universal white race supremacy. They all over the spot, man. They all over the spot. I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, the 10 tribes, said the Elohim. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they said. And isn't it, we didn't understand what they were talking about.
And isn't that in Deuteronomy too?
Yeah,
also,
we didn't understand it. Yeah. And we still,
don't. That's why they say we
still
speak
it. They will manipulate words on you, and they will change words up on you. Matter of fact, they didn't change the time. You don't know where your Sabbath is. Really, you just got to do the best you can, the most high come back. Under the Sabbath, But you really don't know. They didn't change up the time. They messed everything up.
In English, their words have dual meanings.
That's what I'm saying. They are word artists. Mm-hmm. We are the gullible Hebrew Israelites. Believe everything. Which way the white folks? They got all the answers for everything. But although they may, it's not going to work for you. And the word of duplicious, dubious, says the least. Their equivalent is an open scepter. They are almighty men. They should eat upside harvest. Yeah, you plant them crops down in Mississippi, Kentucky, South Kakalaki, North Kakalaki, and they ate up everything you made. They should eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They should eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They should eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They should impoverish thy fenced cities, your ghettos, wherein thou trusted. Which way the white people go? They got all the answers. They're going to help me. Nevertheless, in those days, said the LM, I will not make a full end of you. And he had. Why? Not because of my action, because his love for us. It should come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore the Yah-I-L-O-M all these things unto us? Why are we in this situation? Then thou should answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods, religions, in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that's not your own. Didn't we do in that country as I speak?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Strange land, ain't it?
Yeah, go ahead, Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a strange land. Every religion under the sun is here. That's why Vladimir Putin is against American democracy.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Mossad's giving us the answer. Yeah. Again.
Exactly.
Because you know we were going to eventually wake up because he wasn't going to make a full end of us, which he should have. Based on the accusations he's made against us, he's trying to figure out how to pardon us.
No, but the enemies want to now. Believe that. Believe you me, they want to. If they had the opportunity, we all be in concentration camps. It's true, Katrina.
Yeah, man.
And Yah says in verse 20, declare this. That's what we're doing. We're spokespersons for Yah. Declare this, the house of Yaakov, and publish it. That's what we call the Real Talk for Real People show. It in Yahuwah, say, hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding, which has eyes and see not, which has ears and hear not. Fear ye not me? You don't fear me, said the elder. Will you not tremble at my presence, which you should be, which is placed the sand for a bound of the sea by a perpetual decree and codified decree, that it cannot pass, it, and through the way of the ways thereof toss themselves. Yet can they not prevail, though they were, yet they cannot pass over Yah's codified. But this people, having a revolting and rebellious heart, they are revolted and gone. That's consequences and repercussions. They revolted and not ain't here. Neither said they in their heart. Neither did they self-examine themselves. Neither did they say in their heart, let us now fear the Elohim, our Yah. Help me understand that he give it rain. Both the former and the latter, in his season, he reserved unto us the important weeks of the harvest. Yah does it. Okay.
So, yeah, we lost our mind. We rely on science, right?
Yeah.
We don't remember the works of the Most High, that it was him who created the heavens and the earth. we believe science. Big Bang, evolution, everything came from one cell.
Everything except the right thing, Katrin. Everything except the right.
And man evolved from apes.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, boy.
Oh, girl.
That's what they teach your children. You're laughing.
Yeah,
your children have to sit there and listen to it. Darwin's theory. Yep. And the Big Bang theory. But y'all telling you, I made the oceans and the sand that stops them. And I gave them command that the waters don't trespass the sands. And the waters listening, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
When the Most High command them to trespass that sand, we in trouble, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Right. Big trouble.
Okay. So
right.
We've forgotten who control these things. They call it Mother Nature. That's what science says. No, it's not Mother Nature. Y'all commanding these things.
Exactly. You know what, Katrin? For every action, there's a reaction. A call for the we say on this study session. But here's the cause and effect inequity. Inequity has turned away these good things from the harvest is concerned. And your sins have withholden good things from you. Our own actions, a self-examination. For among my people, a fact, wicked men, they lay in wait as he that set his snares. They set a trap. They catch me in. As a cage of four birds, so are the houses full of deceit. The houses are full of deceit.
Yes, that's the church.
Right?
You said it. Gangsters, they glorify gangsters in America. And anytime you see these gangsters, especially Italian ones, they're always in the church, christening their children.
Right. And here's
thinking that all the crime that they do, they could put it on a man on the cross. Mm-hmm. But y'all are saying your wickedness, your iniquities, when you do them, they have consequences immediately. Not maybe necessarily immediately, but they have consequences.
Yeah, because consequences and repercussions to these fat cats. He says these houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they become big and wax and rich with these big mega churches. They are waxing fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy, do they not judge? They ain't think about the orphan and the needy. Hell, more money for me. Let their little ass talk. You know what I mean? And then I got to get mine, you know, with these deceitful lies we tell. Shall I not?
So Yahweh is going on, don't he?
Exactly.
He's not blind to the facts.
No.
Oh, sorry for the noise now.
Yeah, you can lie to yourselves and to each other, but you can't lie to you. Because what lies are done, the only thing left is the truth. Living in those and telling people to see for lies in those houses, those big mega churches and so on, and not so many. They got to live with it, getting rich out of people, not doing anything really for the people, but telling them a pack of lies. They wax that, okay. And he says, and the last three verses, shall I not visit for these things they're doing, said the Elohim? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this that we've been reduced to? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Prophets in our land, in that time frame, that's why we're in the situation we find ourselves in. Our prophet prophesies falsely. And the priests in our land, the priests bear rule by their means, not by the codification. And my people, what do they do? They love to have it so. They lack lies and deceit. And what will ye do in the end of? What will you do in the end? You lack lies, people waxing fat over you with their lies, and you love it. Tell me some more. Tell me some more. I want more. They got nothing. Oh, it's true. Praise the Lord. Bless his name. Salute him. God's
The Most High God, our people are described to a T. You're in church or Sunday, you ever been in a Baptist church? They lift the roof off the building with that ruach, that spirit, and they love it. Go home and eat their bacon, egg, and cheese, and ham sandwiches. And don't tell them they can't have it. You can't eat that pork, mama. Most often it's unclean. Man, I grew up on pork. You probably ate pork, too. No, I ain't never ate no pork. You ain't never ate no pork? You lying. No, I never ate no pork. Sorry.
It will fight you with a pork, man. You take that pork, you snap that pork off that, off that grill. You're going to be smacking back a nub.
Let me tell you, that's all I could smell Sunday.
Yeah.
I was walking down the hall, and all you can smell is the ham, that their ham for Easter. And it was so quiet.
Right.
No, couldn't hear a pin drop. Always on the
time. Was it sickening to you, the smell of the aroma of it? Was it sickening to you?
Sort of. I came back in my apartment and put on the internet.
Well, I know that ham don't smell as bad as shitlins.
Oh, man. It smells like boo-boo. Shitlins smell like boo-boo.
Let me tell you.
Shitlins will light up the whole building.
You better
believe it. When my niece will cook them.
On the first floor to the eighth floor.
No, listen. My niece will cook shitlins, and it came up in my room, and I was gagging. I had to go in the front room because, you know, sound and smells go up.
Right.
And I said, you know, I can't tell you what to eat, not to eat, but it just smells so bad. And then when she cooked it the second time, I didn't even know. I don't know what she put in it.
Right.
But she said she don't eat them. She did it for her mom. I'm like,
Yeah, whatever.
No. And the pig,
how can you put your face to eat that stuff?
Right. And cook it in your She probably breathed in the mouth before you came up in there.
But my family, no, they don't say no happy Easter, Christmas, or none of them holidays.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because these oppressors, I always want to force that contraption on you. I mean, I heard it several times. They said, happy Easter. I said, you have a good day. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to respond. In that fact, happy Easter. I already got a set of words. I'm saying, well, you have a safe day. You be safe. You ain't going to make me say that lie.
I get it. Let's see.
But I like to read, though, from verse 21.
Okay.
Because the message is loud and clear. This is the most it says, declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Yehuda, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, who you read a lot of Proverbs, and don't be a fool, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, and ears and hear not, fear ye me not, says Yah, who will ye not tremble at my presence? That means Yah is coming. He's hiding himself right now, but when he comes, we're going to fear his presence, which have placed he stands the bounds for the, of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass, and that the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, they do not pass over it. But this is a people, a revolting and rebellious heart. That describes us to a T. They are revolted and gone. We're gone from our land, and we're gone in our minds. Neither say they in their heart. This is where you have to start right here. This is where it starts. Let us now fear not our God that giveth rain, both the fall and the latter, in the season, to deserve it unto us, to the point of view of the harvest. That's when we're in tune to observe those holy days, because our holy days are in tune with both the former rain and the latter rain, and the weeks of harvest. He says, but your iniquity shall turn away these things. We don't have that no more. We don't have that no more. And your sins have withholding good things from you. So we kind of eke out good things, but we're not in tune with Yah. For my people are found, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay in wait, as he that set a snare, that set the trap, that catches men. A cage full of birds, so are the houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich. And that's what we see, churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, camps. That's what our people flock to. They're not flocking to Yah's cold, because we don't have the fear of Yah, we have the fear of man. And we like that charisma that our people have, but they're leading our people in the wrong direction. So they like that, they shine. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. Yeah, they rolling with the wicked as long as they're getting paid. They don't judge the cause of the fatherless, which most of our people are. Fathers ain't in our family's house. We're being raised by single family mothers. Yet they prosper. They're in the street. They got money. They're not taking care of their children. And the right of the needy, they do not judge. They're not even taking care of their own children. And the Most High says, shall I not visit for these things? You think you're going to get away with this stuff while I'm watching? Says Yah, shall not my soul be avenged of such a nation as this? Watch out. Yah is mad. He's angry. I shouldn't say mad. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. Shame on us. And what will you do in the end thereof when I come to visit and avenge me of all CIA days? It's going to be too late to cry and plead and beg, you know, to forgive, and you're going to change. No. He gave you plenty of time to change. Plenty of time to change. Reverend Al Sharpton, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Gates, Al Sharpton, all y'all. Brothers in the temple, rabbis, Kohens, Morey. That's how I was watching with a keen eye, and he's not pleased. And the people ain't getting away neither. So they say, and my people love to have it so. Shame on us. So we can adjust here, bro. We better get those calls. The job upset.
Exactly. You better believe
talking to us is a motion, not a congregation, not an organization, not a group, not a camp. He said nation.
Not a camp.
Now, this is interesting, 31, the last of it. Mine states, prophets have prophesied falsely, what Parkville said about the church. And the priests rule by their own hand. And my people have loved it so. Isn't that true? And what are you going to do at the end of it? Yes, of course. What are you going to do at the end of it? Otherwise, we see, you know, it's just an utterly amazement, like being naive, but it amazes me that a person can't read to know that the money that you've given to the church is going to the pockets of the people that are preaching, the finery, and you're struggling with your bills. How insane is that? But see, like over and over, states in the scriptures how the saints being Jeremiah. How are we doing anything against the creation when we have such great blessings? We got the cars. I got a job. I got a better house. Doesn't he want us to live faster? But not to the extent or to of selfishness. There's people around here can't get help, and they need the help, but you're selfish. You think the thing is, I got mine to get there. That's not what the Creator had in mind for us. There's a lot of lessons in this chapter.
Oh, yeah. The thing is,
hey, what's that background noise here? Excuse me.
The thing is, the Most High told somebody to declare it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says in the 20th verse, declare this in the house of Jacob, so it has to come from Jacob's descendants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what we do.
And publish it in Yehuda, saying what needs to be said. And we say it, right, on a nightly basis. Not this particular chapter, not this particular verse, but we are speaking God's message.
Right.
The message for tonight. Most of us calling us a foolish people. He sees us. He watches what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fear Yah. We don't tremble at his presence.
Nope.
We don't look out for the poor, the fatherless, the needy, the widow. We love the fat cat preachers and the big gangsters. And the Most High said he's going to put vengeance on it. He's not going to let us get away with it. So we declared it tonight. And we hope that people hear the fire that's coming out of these scriptures. But the Most High is using it as a tool. But wait till he speaks his own words and his presence is felt.
Praise y'all, Katya. That is certainly the case. Well, Katya and Sister Judy, I think we did a lot of iron sharpening on that chapter. We're ready for some more iron sharpening. If you guys are, I'm ready. The fifth chapter of Psalms.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what our king thinks.
Say Psalms 5.
Yes,
Psalm 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, give an ear to my words. Okay, got it right.
Abishah, your mic is on. Am I correct?
Yes. On check.
That's the gatekeeper. Thank you, Abishah. May the Most High bless you.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Thanks,
God,
our King, King David.
Bless
our ancestors, who left us with wisdom, Yirmiyahu, Yishiyahu, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moses, who left us with inspiration, King David, Shimshon with his strength. We're the same people, but we just got to follow the code.
Let me interrupt you. It has nothing to do with script. You'll know when we own, because we started our chapters at the same time. So when I'm off, I can always go back, where's Cartrell? Cartrell said, where's Yom Suf? And that's the verse, unless one supersedes the other and this chapter. So when I'm on 5, you're on 5. When I'm on 6, you're on 6.
Mm-hmm. Synchronicity.
Right.
The beauty of King David, along with the codes that the Most High has given us, he teaches us how to converse with the Most High through our prayers. So if you don't know how to pray, King David shows us the way. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Oh, yeah. Hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my Elohim. For I pray to one, to no one but you. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning. Yeah. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectingly. That's science for y'all. Communication with y'all. You got to let y'all know. Got to hear me, y'all. I'm crying out for you. Pay attention to me. I'm part of your creation. You created me for a reason. And when I pray, I bring my problem, my requests to you. And I wait expectantly that you're going to hear me and fulfill it. Oh, Elohim, you take no pleasure in wickedness, as we just read. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked, as we just read. Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence. And we just read about Yah's presence, right? To my synchronicity. So you hate all who do evil. It's plain and simple. It's a simple formula. The house of deceit will tell you, oh, don't worry about your sins. All you have to do is have faith and believe.
Okay.
Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. Yah detests murderers and deceivers. How synchronized are these scriptures? Are they really synchronized or what?
They took me out. The Most High did.
Because we just read that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We just read that. It's almost like Psalms is interpreting what we just read.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Because of your unfailing love. Were you going to say, Judy, Sister Judy?
I said, I agree, it is. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Verse 7 said, because of Yah's unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Where's King David worshiping?
In the holy temple.
Nah, he said he's going to worship with the Benjamites. He gonna worship with the Reubenites.
Oh, no.
He going to worship in his house.
No,
where he's at. Wherever you feel like.
No, player.
King David said, lead me in the right path, oh Yah. Can we let go and let Yah lead us?
Yeah.
That's kind of a hard test for us. Because you have to be able to walk with Yah. And if you're doing transgression, sins, and iniquities, it's not possible for you to walk with Yah. So you got to walk with Yah and be led by him. Right?
Right.
Lead me in the path, in the right path, Yah. Or my enemies will conquer me. That's the result, right? You said it.
Exactly.
Every action is an equal and opposite reaction. If you're not walking the path, the right path, your enemies are going to get you. Make your way plain for me to follow. And it ain't hard. All you do is got to read it and follow the instructions, right? What we're reading is plain. It's not complicated. It ain't Riker science, is it? It's not like you're going studying medicine or studying law. Most God's word is simple. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Raise your hand if you take refuge in Yah. Say hallelujah. Raise your hand, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let them sing joyful praise forever. Yeah, so you get a pass, Yamsu.
Mm-hmm.
Most High
will sing. Hey, I just picked up what you said. Nah. Y'all can't stop me.
For those who take refuge in Yah and are singing praises to him forever, Yah, spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. Are you filled with joy? I am. I know I am, because I know the promises, and I know the path that he's leading me. For you bless the godly. Are you blessed by Yah? Oh, Yah. You surround them with your shield of love. Are you surrounded with the shield of love of Yah? That's the best shield you can have. There's no other shield in the world. I know Sloman Shield try to pump their product, but nah. You can have a Sloman Shield. I'll take the shield of love that Yah has. How about that?
Mm-hmm. The shield of protection. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. This is why King David was a mighty man. Yah was his shield of love. And we call it the Morgan Dawid Shield of King David. What was the shield? Yah's love.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the same love for the nation. But we ain't returning that love. Are we?
Unfortunately not.
And we had a record, right?
Oh, it ain't a good record.
We made it. Oh, please, return your love to me. Forgive me for the wrong I've done. Without your love, I'm just no good. I am just the lonely one. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, please.
Something like that.
Return your love to me. I am just a lonely one. I'm a lonely one.
Y'all brothers. Y'all definitely brothers. Okay.
But how do we make that song? Because we know that y'all want to hear that kind of song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please. Y'all, forgive me for the wrong I've done. Without your love, I ain't no good. I'm just a lonely one. Who made that record, Yossel? You remember?
You know what? I can't.
Was it Dramatics? No, wait a minute.
No. I think it was, because, you know, it was the Dales, the Mags.
Yeah.
And let me see. Let me see.
Delphonic?
Yeah, yeah, I think it may have been the Delphonic. Hold on, man. Let me, don't go nowhere. Hold that thought.
I'm going nowhere.
Well, so Judy,
well,
do you have any commentary?
That was the Great Temptations. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was the Temptations?
Who that was?
The Great Temptations.
All right. How do you get at it so fast?
Modern technology?
Computer.
Whatever. I was still typing in my phone. The Temptations.
I didn't think of looking that up. Yeah.
Well, any
with our music, for our music, my content comment that just the past few weeks that I've been on here, I've always thought that our music has substance, but by both of you discussing the substance and relating it to the scriptures, we are actually, that's another sign, we are his people. Because if we listen to the word, the lyrics, it expresses, just like one Caucasian minister said, the songs that we sing, they can't sing it because they haven't been through that. Like Go Down Moses or, it just flipped my mind. Otis Redding and all these other blues singers and things like that.
Right.
And the feeling that we have from the gut when we sing, that nobody can do that but Israel. Even when they're praising who they think is God in the churches, it's got that gut-driven feeling.
My singing,
you know?
My singing has an effect on
people. Huh?
I said, thank you. My singing has an effect on people. You missed it. okay, whatever.
On the end times, and that our vision is clear, that our minds are not captivated psychologically by our enemies, that the Most High has freed our minds. Now we're waiting for him to free our bodies, take us back home. Well, we declare in his word, and what you know is that he's spitting that fire. As long as you speak in Yah's word, he's spitting that fire. Some people can't stand the heat, but Yah's words have to be spoken because the warning has to go out. So we're trying to do what's right and proper in Yah's eyesight. We're looking in the mirror, seeing where we went wrong, and we're trying to walk that right path so that all the good will come. And if we do that, we'll hear Yam Suf singing forever.
You better believe it. Get ready.
I think the Most High, I'm constantly talking to him, meditating. And sometimes, and I pray for my mind, and my meditation is for the brothers and sisters all over the world who are struggling, who are getting beat down emotionally with their families and friends that are trying to walk a straight path of righteousness that the Most High say righteousness, not what man say. That the Most High has brought them up. He knew you before you knew yourself. And they're struggling. And I ask the Most High for them that you give them some relief or some understanding. They can stay strong in the knowledge and walk in it, not just talk it, but actually always looking at other people that are struggling. Because you have blessed me abundantly, and I thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abby,
y'all, well, just to say that I'm grateful and thankful that y'all have given me another chance to keep on going down the righteous path and forgiving me for my sins and hoping that he continues. And may he bless us all. Shalom.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, may the Most High continue to bless us and direct us. May he continue to allow us to bring the fire. May he restore our souls for his name's sake. May he restore our health for his name's sake. May he give us a new spirit, a new heart like King David, so we'll know what to do, how to do it, and when the Most High wants us to do it. Come close. Praise and bless his holy name. I want to thank Israel, Sister Yehudi, Abiyah, most important. I want to thank the Most High. I want to thank you too, listeners and radio land. We love you. Get your new thinking. Your old is broken. Get your thinking like King David. A man that loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, strength. As neighbors, brothers and sisters, as himself. And that thirst after righteousness. So we love y'all. So Jehudi, Katriel, Abia, we'll say shalom. Good night to the people.
Good night.
That was fire, Yancy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, my brother? What's that, Katriel?
Night.
Okay,
that was fire.
Thank you, brother.
May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Abia.
Shalom, family. Have a peaceful night and stay prayed up.
You better believe it. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Thank you.